Yeah, I was very pleased with the first half performance, truth be told. I mean, I know we were 1-0 down, but I thought we played some really good stuff, certainly in the build-up play and getting the ball into the final third. And that was really the half-time message, was just to keep dominating the game as we were, still keep trying to play with the ball, but asking for a little bit more from the lads once we did get into areas where we could make a final pass, get some shots and crosses away. And to be fair to the boys, you know, they did that in the second half. You know, three goals in 45 minutes is a good return, but I thought we were more than good for it.
And three high-quality goals as well.
Yeah, and that's how we want to play. We very much want to play as a team, ball possession, work our way up the pitch and try and get into areas up the pitch where we've got enough bodies where we can have create a variety of attacks, whether it be, you know, 1v1s, whether it be crossing situations, whether it be combination play. So yeah, you know, the goals that we scored were ones that certainly we've been asking the lads to do, and to be fair to them, they come up with them.
Did you ask them to play at a slightly faster tempo in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, certainly once we got closer to their goal, because they sort of retreated fairly quickly and there was a lot of bodies that we needed to try and get through. And to do that, sometimes you have to quicken up your play, and that's what we did for the goal. So pleased with the performance. You know, it's a little bit of a bigger stage, this, for the lads, you know, playing in a nice little stadium with Chester. We've been great hosts. And to be fair to the boys, even after going 1-0 down, they didn't panic. They stuck to the plan and they showed good character to do what they did.
So, obviously, it's a very intense tournament, three games in 5 days. Presumably, does that mean that we're going to see the whole squad starting games during the course of this tournament?
Definitely, yeah. You know, we're very much at the stage where, you know, we're building our work for the season. We've got some, you know, two good games coming up, and we want all the players to experience international football. You know, we're playing against an under-18 teammate that are a year older than our lot, and that'll be another really, really strong test. And Brazil will obviously be it. You know, we all know what Brazil will bring. So we want everybody to experience tough games as much as we can, because if you want to do things in international football, you need a squad. It isn't just about 11 players. So we'll certainly have that mentality going into this trip.
It is an excellent tournament, isn't it, this? Whose idea was it to stage this?
Well, it's ours. You know, I mean, one of the things that I feel that we do well now with the FA is put together a comprehensive games programme that really tests the players and gives them experience that will help them, you know, in the short term, but more importantly helps them for the long term. You know, we're playing an older team in Russia and two teams outside of Europe, and obviously we've got European qualifiers and hopefully finals this season as well. And our main idea is to get these boys through to the first team, and when they do that, we want them to have loads of experiences behind them of what it might look like when they get there, and that's playing like the USA and Brazil and older teams as well. So games programs is really much a big part of what we do.
So given the standards that you've set yourselves in recent years, do you feel under pressure to repeat those stellar performances of recent years, or is it more about developing the players?
It's both. We want to be as competitive as we can in all the tournaments that we qualify for and enter. You know, we go to win, there's no doubt about that. But fundamentally, we will do it in a way that's building for the future, and that's with the playing style, that's with the way that we're planning our events, that's with the expectations we've got from the players. And that won't change, you know, and I think if we get it right, it helps both the short and the long term. And I think if you do that, then I think it's a good way to work.
And finally, I think one of the issues that's been of concern to a few people is the opportunities, or perhaps lack of them, for lads who play so well at this level to break into particularly the top Premier League teams at a young enough age. Is that something that's a concern to you?
Well, I just think we've got to keep doing what we're doing. You know, I think definitely the profile of English talent has been raised over recent years because of what the national teams are doing at every age. Everyone's aware now how productive academies are and the, you know, the high level that they're working at, and all over the country and each category. So we've just got to control what we can control, and it is that, making sure that we're giving these players the best opportunity to develop, giving them the best opportunity to experience what it looks like, you know, higher up the end, and trust that, you know, eventually the opportunities will come. And, you know, we are starting to see a bit more of it than we have done in recent years, but, you know, we do want more of it. And what we've got to do is, as I said before, is just control what we can, and that's making sure every day is a good day in terms of the players' development.